Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
Company in the house. The one and only Casey J is standing by. But first, here's her song, If God. My name is the X-Man, and this is Real Gospel.
It's getting hard to believe.
Say, I am safe. I am.
Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. And when I say it's an honor and pleasure, I say that all the time, but it truly is an honor and a pleasure to have you, Casey J, just woman of God.
My
gosh.
Thank
welcome.
You. Thank you for having
me. Wow. You know, you look just like you do in your photos.
Really?
Yes, yes.
Because you got to be careful with that Photoshop. Yes, I know,
right?
Messing people up.
Right?
You can't recognize.
You got the signature hat on.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. So before we even get started, what's the hat? Talk to us. I've seen it.
There's actually a lot of them, unfortunately. Okay. It's one of those things I just can't get enough of. I'm a hat chick, man. I just love them. Okay. I wish it was a more meaningful reason.
Oh.
Everybody got their thing. Mine is hats.
So you're going to have to come up with one.
One of my favorite artists, Jimmy Cravity, has a hat. He started a hat company, too, because he loves them.
Yeah.
So maybe one day.
See, we just spoke it up.
Listen, I got enough jobs right now. But we'll work it out.
Add that to the list. Listen, I just want to say, again, welcome. And you just really, for those listening outside of the city of Nashville, you really just ripped it up at Cathedral of Praise.
Which is also
my church, my pastor's Bishop Jerry L. Maynard.
Yes, I got and to meet him and his wife.
Yes, Dr. Mary T. Maynard. And so just thank you for just coming and supporting the college ministry.
Thank you very much.
Yes,
it's my pleasure.
Yes. You also got an opportunity for those outside of this city. We're on the campus of Fisk University.
We are.
And
you got bringing me back to my college days.
Yeah, you talked about that. University of Georgia.
Yes, I am a Bulldog.
Yeah, go Dogs.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, see, if you're not from, if you've never gone to Athens or have you never been, it's the culture.
Yeah,
there.
It's a thing.
It's a culture.
Like, it's a full-on thing.
Everywhere.
Yes.
Yeah. Back of cars, restaurants. It's Bulldog Nation.
Outfits, painted, head to toe. It's the whole thing.
Yes. So what did you study while you were in school?
Yeah, so my degree is in child and family development, early education.
Okay.
So I taught first grade for about 10 years.
Really?
Yeah, before I started doing ministry and songwriting full time.
Okay. Did you enjoy that?
I miss college.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, I forged some of my greatest relationships there. I'm my best friend, the mother of my godchildren.
Yeah.
We met the first day of college.
Yeah.
I just miss that environment. So this is cool to kind of come back and reminisce. Yeah. I'm about 10 plus years out, so this is a good time to come back and think about it.
You can always come back and teach.
Yeah. Oh,
see?
Man.
Adjunct professor.
See? What am I going to teach? Hat making and sandal wearing?
Yeah, see, why not?
We'll figure something out.
It's
fashion.
Called, see, there you go.
Bless
fashion.
Your heart.
Amen.
No one is coming to that class, but thank you very much.
It will be packed. So you're on Ty Scott Records. Shout out to my big brother Sydney Scott, who's in the studios, always hanging out with me, always making sure I get nothing but the great artists in the world. Should I say the greatest artists in
greatest,
the world?
Greatest, yeah, we'll take
That's
that.
Right.
Sure.
Starting with Casey J. Yeah, in the house. So your song, If God.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Let's go back a little bit.
Okay.
How did you end up? Okay, for somebody who just found Christ yesterday.
Yeah.
Tell them who you are. How did you grow up? Are you a church baby? What happened?
I am absolutely a church baby.
Okay.
So my mom was a choir director. My grandmother was her choir director.
Oh.
I call people, I say my mom was the Joe Jackson Ike Turner of children's choirs.
Yeah.
So I've been singing and serving in the local church my whole life.
Okay.
And honestly, I'm really thankful for that because as I transition into this platform, which is what I hope is an extension of what we do in our local church, man, I'm glad that I come from serving.
Yes.
And so for me, even what I did yesterday at your church and traveling around the world leading worship.
Yes.
It's an act of service.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's in you. Sometimes we can tell when the anointing, especially the anointing, is in a person, and the anointing is in you. And I noticed that when your first single hit.
Oh wow.
When your first single hit, which was called
Fill Me Up.
I mean, when I first heard it, I said, "Oh my God." And it was not just your voice. But who sings a song called Fill Me Up? I mean, you feel what I'm saying?
Dude.
Just the title of the song.
Yeah.
And may God bless and be with the person. If you hear that ambulance going by, in Jesus' name, we pray that that person is okay and that you keep them. Hallelujah. So, but just the title itself.
Yeah.
Just, I knew right away what kind of song that was going to be. So, having grown up in church,
mm-hmm.
God having prepared you for a time such as today, how do you end up on Ty Scott Records?
Yeah, honestly, I think most people don't realize when we talk about the timeline that I was still teaching full-time when Fill Me Up became popular. When we recorded my first album, I was still teaching full-time. And so Fill Me Up had been out for a pretty significant amount of time when Ty Scott really approached us about having a partnership and expanding really the musical outreach, if that makes sense. Because for me, I'm thankful that I had a career before I came into the music industry. So I wasn't necessarily looking to be an artist or anything like that. So for me, it really had to be the right fit. And Ty Scott just came and partnered alongside us, and we used that to record my first live album entitled The Truth.
So were you already serving as worship leader or some other capacity?
Yes, I was a worship pastor.
Where were you at?
Yeah, I was a worship pastor at a church inside of, at a suburb of Atlanta. Duluth.
This is which project is this?
This is my second.
It's your follow-up.
Yeah.
And so what's different between this project and the first project?
I think a lot of things. Honestly, just logistically, I'm now doing this full time. So I think I had a lot of time to really pour into what it was I really wanted to sing. I wrote about half of my first record, and on this record I wrote almost every single song. So I got to collaborate with some amazing writers and amazing producers for this. So for me, it was a lot about being confident on what I knew God wanted me to say. So we took about 4 years between the first record and the second record. And one of those reasons
is that
exact purpose.
It didn't feel like it's been that long.
Really? Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
Your music has been on the chart. Maybe you had been.
I've been at home, but the music been going about its business.
Real. It has been.
But I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful for time. I know in the industry, it's sort of this sort of musical standard. Every 2 years, you pump out a record. But I'm thankful to take some time because I don't want to speak sooner than God speaks. And being a songwriter, we have to be really careful about that.
So where do you see yourself in ministry and God's? And I know it's sort of hard to see the scheme of things in terms of God and where God has you and places you. But where do you see yourself being led by God?
Honestly, man, I it's funny because if someone would have asked me 4 years ago where I see myself now, I wouldn't have been able to even pray for
the awesomeness of God.
So for me, it's more than a particular destination. I just want God to trust me. And so being faithful and being able to steward what it is He's giving me is really what I focus on. And from that, I've seen the fruit be that God opened doors that I don't even know to knock on.
Wow, that is so awesome. You just ministered to somebody out there when you just made that statement. So on this particular project, who's collaborating with you on it? Some people that we need to know.
That is so interesting. So we did something super different for this record. Instead of recording at a studio or a church, I took about 50 friends to a farm outside of Atlanta. So we don't have any guest artists on the record. And because I wanted to make music that was really accessible and that felt like anyone could sing it. So every voice that you hear on the record is one of our friends or families or extended friends that just chose to come that night as we recorded. We taught them the music and they sang on every single song.
So you recorded it in one day?
Yeah. We recorded it all in one night at this farm on the outside of Atlanta. So we recorded the whole thing outside.
Are we talking Old McDonald Farm?
We're talking Old cows, McDonald's, llamas.
A farm.
Okay.
So why did you choose a farm?
Yo, I'd actually been there a couple of times before. They have a farmer's market that they that they run. And just the spirit there was so special.
This wouldn't happen to be in Athens, would it?
No. Okay. It's at a place called Serenby Farms, which is in Palmetto. So it's south of the airport.
Going
a little bit of a different direction. And honestly, when we talked about the inspiration for the record was in Acts 4. And there's a verse that says that after they had prayed, the place where they were gathered together became shaken. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and walked away speaking the word of God with boldness. And I think we think those gatherings are only for Sunday morning. And that's so limiting to like the scope of what God can do. So for us, it was dope to go on a Wednesday night outside, sweatshirts and everything, and have the Spirit of God meet us there the same way He meets us at our local assemblies.
So you got to share. You got to share with us. So how was the worship experience? What did y'all do that allowed the presence of the Lord to just saturate the atmosphere of that farm.
Yeah.
And you all just, because this album, this song is just, I mean, so you got to tell us, what was the worship like?
Man, honestly, it was so dope because for like the week leading up to it, we had all of our rehearsals inside this house. Yeah. And so we got to worship together for weeks leading up to that one night. So the band, all the singers who were so gracious to allow us to capture their gifts.
Yeah.
We had been worshiping for weeks on this music. So by the time we got there on Wednesday, we were like, man, God is really going to meet us there. And I think, honestly, that's all it takes is having an intention. Because we know that it is the intention of the Spirit of God to meet us.
Amen.
So we don't have to worry about whether or not He wants to show up. It's whether or not we want to really be available.
Yeah.
And honestly, that level of availability is what I think really allowed the album to be so unique and special.
Amen. Amen. We've got a couple of minutes to go. If you're just joining us, in the studio with me is recording artist Casey J. As I've been introducing you, you leave the J off. You just say Casey.
Yeah, Casey is cool.
but we got to know who you are.
I know.
They got to put two and two together.
It's all good. Casey
J. Sounds familiar.
Yes, maybe. I have no idea.
But that's my job to help you figure it out.
I appreciate it.
And you know, the person, so you have, now tell me your name again.
Rhema.
Now, Rhema, what does Rhema do?
Rhema is the glue that keeps us all together. Okay. She's one of the people that travel with me on the road.
Okay.
I have three amazing road managers.
Yes.
So Rhema has been rocking. We've been in three cities in 3 days.
3 days?
Yeah, so we've been North Carolina, Vegas, and then here.
Wow.
Since Friday. So
Rhema,
she's holding it together.
May God continue to bless you and keep you as you continue to be her armor bearer.
Come on, armor bearer.
That's right. See, there it is. I appreciate that. I was going to say something else, but I guess it wasn't meant to be said. So, Casey J, how can the listeners find out more about you and your music? Where can they find you?
Yeah, so Listen, in the land of social media, you can find me before I can find me. Yeah. I am the same thing everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's KCJ Music. Mm-hmm. Our website is kcjmusic.com, and I'm KCJ Music on Instagram, Twitter, all that good stuff.
Amen, amen. So right after this interview, we're going to stroll around the campus. You're going to meet some students.
Yes.
They're going to sing for you.
Oh, I didn't know that part. Okay, I'm going to become serenaded.
Oh, I think
the secret's out.
I shouldn't have said that.
I'll act surprised. I have a great fake surprise.
Yes. And for those of you listening in places like Australia and Japan and all these other places who listen to Real Gospel, make sure that you bring Casey J to your ministry. She is awesome.
You
truly are. So in the last closing minute, won't you hum something to people?
Hum something.
Yes.
Sure. I think the basis behind the song If God was Romans 8 that says, what then shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? So if God be for me, who can be against me? If God is with me, whom shall I fear? If no one knows me, still his heart adores me. So I am safe. I am loved, I am here.
Amen. The one and only KCJ, thank you for stopping
by
Real Gospel.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.